Hello again, my audio boo friends. So earlier, just for several seconds ago, for those of you who are listening to my stream, and for those of you who haven't listened to my audio boo on triggers of behavioral change, go and listen to that one. It sort of gives you a preamble to what I'm about to say to you now. I'd like to describe to you the convoluted process by which one has to go through here in the La Belle Province, as they call it, the province of Quebec, for one to get their motorcycle endorsement on their driver's license. All right, so are you ready for this? First and foremost, it is obligatory to take a test, or rather, not a test, a lesson. A set of lessons, theory lessons, on the road laws. Okay, not a bad idea, in fact. Kind of a refresher for some. So that is a 9-hour course, and I'm going to be doing that in July 8th, 9th, and 10th. So next month, I will be sitting in a classroom for, I believe it's 3 hours a night, going over the theory and then taking a computer-aided exam, multiple choice questions, on which I have to get better than 75% to get my closed circuit, what they call training license. Okay, so what this allows me to do is to ride a motorcycle in a closed circuit training facility with a recognized motorcycle driving school, and then so that goes on for, I believe it's 12 hours, and then I have 8 hours of on-road riding, something like that. Maybe it's 12 hours and 10 hours, or it's 14 hours and 8 hours. But I think in total it's 22 hours of instruction, both closed circuit and on the road. So what happens after I take the closed circuit training and the on road is we then have to go through an exam, a closed circuit exam from the Ministry of Transport. It's not called that here in the province of Quebec. It's called the SAAQ. So that's S-A-A-Q, which stands for Société d'assurance d'automobile du Québec, or the Quebec Automobile Insurance Agency. So the closed circuit test, I believe, is 5 or 6 maneuvers that have to be done within an allotted time, under a certain speed. And it includes things like slow speed riding, precision handling. So you have to start and then turn right at a slow speed, as if you were going around a corner, say at an intersection. And then they have the emergency stop, where they want you to haul your bike down from a whopping 30 kilometers an hour to a stop, to a precision stop, with the front wheel within a box, without locking up the wheels. What else? Oh yeah, then they have you do the counter steer maneuver, which basically stipulates that a motorcycle, given the laws of physics and the way motorcycles work, if you're riding down the road at a constant speed and you want to go go around an obstacle, and let's say you decide to go right around the obstacle, all you have to do is push hard forward on the right handlebars and the bike will steer around the object to the right. I know that sounds completely counterintuitive, but it works. You can try it even on a bicycle at slow speed. You will get the effect. So what else? So they have that. Then they have riding around in a circle. They have you do I guess what would amount to some more precision driving in a curve. And oh yeah, and then you have to do a stopping while turning, or yeah, stopping in a curve. Again, now the motorcycle school I'm going to is an accredited school, and they're rather renowned for giving you all the hints that you'll need to pass the closed circuit exam, which is the more difficult of the two exams. So, okay, so you've done your closed circuit exam and you've passed. Congratulations. Now, and this is the tough part. Let me just check my time. Fine. Now you have to... Oh, hang on. They're using a saw here, a diamond tip saw, to cut up the asphalt. My car's going to be all wet. Okay, I'm past that point. Now, what you get when you pass the closed circuit exam is a probationary license that allows you to ride a motorcycle on the street, but you must be accompanied by a motorcycle rider who has had their license for more than 2 years. And this probationary license, or this probationary status, is for 11 months minimum. So even once you've done the closed circuit exam, you cannot ride a motorcycle by yourself until you've done at least 11 months with somebody else, which, by the way, is not logged anywhere. So you could just sit on your fanny for 11 months and never do anything, and then go and take the road course, or the road exam, pass it, and you get your license. So this probationary period is nonsense, because a lot of people don't even ride during this probationary period, or if they do ride, they might ride illegally, which is a big no-no, because if you get caught, then I can't remember. I think they suspend your probationary license and you have to go through the whole rigmarole all over again. Anyway, needless to say, I will not be doing that. I will, however, try to find a few people with which I can go riding and cut my teeth, so to speak, on a motorcycle. I mean, I'm already riding a scooter around, so that's not a problem. But I really need to do highway riding on a motorcycle and getting accustomed to being on a bigger bike in traffic with more power underneath me, which to me is actually an advantage. And I welcome it, because in many situations I've been on my scooter and have come across circumstances where I would have needed more power to get me out of the circumstance and just didn't have it. And I ended up having to do some evasive maneuvers, which were fine, but were nevertheless dangerous. So that's basically the convoluted process one has to go through to get a license for a motorcycle here in the province of Quebec. Now, the Quebec Automobile Insurance Bureau is actually thinking of revamping their strategy in the process. They're going to make the mandatory courses longer by 8 hours. So I think they're pushing it up to 30 hours instead of 22. And they're going to be doing away with the probationary license for 11 months. That is the rumor. But I do not know when that comes into effect, if ever. And I thought of holding back and waiting and saying, well, maybe if they pass it by next year, I wouldn't need to do the probationary period and I could still get the ride. But if they don't pass it, then I've just killed another year. And I want to get this under my belt and done. So you will be sort of on board for part of this journey. And I will fill you in as I go along. But, you know, baby steps, as they say. First things first, I got to do the theory and then pass the theory test to get my learner's permit. And that will be coming up next month. Thanks for listening.